turn on the light. Don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kurzenegg, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureaus apply for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday, driving Saturday, it's a driving
Saturday. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers show, and I have special guests, Psycho Positive. They're getting set up in here right now, looking very cool, and I'm excited about that. But first, we're going to play a few songs. I missed the Chats show the other night at the House of Blues. I heard it was really cool. I actually saw some video of it, and I'm like, ah, damn, I should have been there. Looked good. So, for you people, Chats fans, I'm going to start with a threefer of them. They're short songs, and I hope you like it. We're 91.5 WMFO Medford.
insanity. You were looking hot as TNT. Took you home, you shook me all night long. I never knew that rock and roll could be so strong. Play it twice a day, 7 days a week. The second greatest band in history. Play it twice a day, 8 days a week. The second greatest band in history.
chips, tomato sauce. Can't get enough, I'm begging for more. 'Cause I came here at 5:45. And I ain't gonna leave till I get my fix. All I want and all I need, all I crave is a good pub feed. All I want and all I need, all I crave is a good pub feed.
Feed. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The chat started off with Pub Feed, had Smoko. No, started off with AC/DC CD, then Smoko, and Pub Feed. Chats from Australia. And you know what I promised my guest last week? He was so good. He was such a what a conversation we had. He was very intelligent, very humorous. And what happened was we talked so much, I only played two of his songs, which, you know, usually I play a lot more than that from a guest. If they're not playing live, you know, their tracks. So I told them, to make it up for you, I'll do a threefer of you next week. So that's what we're going to do right now. My guest last week, Arthur Nason, we will do a threefer of his music. And he asked for a threefer of my band's music. Well, you know what? I find that like public masturbation. So I'll play one of our songs after we do Arthur Nason. And here we go. Psycho Positive coming up.
This time he left her alone for the rest of her life. up your life, yeah. Screwing up real good. Doing the opposite of what you should. No, it's not my place. Give out advice. So I won't do it once, I'll do it twice. Don't be a douchebag. Why is misery something that you choose? You seem upset, you don't know what to do. So take some advice from my little tune. Don't be a douchebag. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Up to. It has a long run to a bone to do. They won't help you see the light. They may try real hard, but they're just not too bright. So don't be a douchebag.
special lady. I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
WMFO. Some Arthur Neeson there. Arthur Neeson block. We had Somerville Girl, Don't Be a Douchebag, and Nowhere Street. Now Arthur chimed in, request an 8-ball shifter by the Thigh Scrapers for Saturday's show. And I said, we just played that. He asked me to play that last week. But he knows his stuff, because then he said, Little Hooker, Shatter on or on the Radio, I want a threefer Thursday block on a Saturday. Well, I'm not going to play all three of those. I feel funny just playing one of them. But it's a request, so I'll do one. Which one? Shatter. We'll do Shatter. Here's the Thigh Scrapers on MFO. We have Psycho Positive playing live in just a little bit.
I was young and I used to smoke a lot of pot. tell your papa who's the blues.
Tell your papa who's the blues. tell your papa who's the blue.
I have a music bed going on there. It's not dead air. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was Psycho Positive with Gummy Bear on their recorded album. It's just a single. Yeah. But at first we were trying to play it on. It looks like a 45.
Yeah, it's a little one-off.
That was too fast.
Yeah, I like
it. Speak right into the microphone, guys.
Yeah, you pull the mics over.
Oh, okay. It was, how did we do that? It was like a one-off that we did with who?
Yeah, put those mics in front of
them. I have no memory of anything.
Dromedary
Records. Dromedary. Oh, I don't need two mics.
Well, I'll put that one there, so that way.
Yeah, okay, we'll do this one. You guys do this one.
There you go.
I think we're fine.
Okay, hi. We're getting settled, folks.
There you go,
folks.
That's better.
Getting
that's
sorted.
So this is Psycho Positive from Hoboken. Hoboken? Ooh, I'm dying again! Little Bugs Bunny for you.
Oh, God.
I had to do that. Did you ever hear that one?
I don't know. I saw a lot of Bugs Bunny growing up.
Yeah, you must have heard. Did you grow up in Hoboken?
No, I grew up in Albany.
Okay, so it wouldn't have stood out to you then. That was the one. He had a little penguin he had to bring back to the North Pole.
Oh, what, the little penguin?
And he kept coming up in the wrong places. And he's like, I knew I should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
Yeah, yeah. And then the little penguin would cry and little ice cubes would tear down.
Wasn't it Chilly Willy?
I think that was something else. Oh, okay. Wasn't that ice cream?
Maybe it's something. Right.
I don't think he had a name, the little penguin. He didn't talk.
He was a little penguin.
The Bugs was dying again. Okay, so this Psycho Positive from Hoboken. Why don't we start over here? Name, what do you play?
I'm Louie, and I play electric guitar.
All right, Louie.
I'm Debbie, I play bass.
I'm Andy, and I play guitar and do some vocals.
And I am Judy Ann Nock, and I play Dan Electro baby sitar and also do some vocals.
Dan Electro, like it.
I forgot to say I do vocals.
You do vocals, too.
You forgot to say it. You can say it right now.
I didn't forget to sing today.
We'll remind you, baby.
You guys
don't
look
worry.
Like you're ready to go,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
What are you going to start with?
Fire.
This song called Fire.
All right.
Ready?
Yep, Psycho Positive from Hoboken on 91.5 WMFO. Thank you.
emotional village. An emotional village. I think of you.
Based on a poem written by a friend of ours named Oliver Bear.
Oliver Bear.
Yeah, yep. So we take poetry and we put it to music and we write a ton of original songs. And this is one of the most collaborative bands working today.
Right on.
Because there is no lead writer, there is no lead singer. It's pure collaboration.
Nice. That's you guys are like the mummies and the puppies.
Yep, very much so. Yeah, thank you. I'll take that. Because they were super famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mummies and the puppies of Hoboken, New Jersey.
That's what people call it.
All the time. We get that a lot. Right. We get Velvet Underground a lot, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
We'll take that one.
Yeah, we'll take that to the bank.
I got Jeff's airplane out of it as well.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, thank you.
The old stuff,
I'll take an airplane. I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take some Gracie Grace. Thank you.
When did the band get together?
Oh my God.
Psychos got together March 2017 for the Happy Jack Benefit concert, and it was so epic because
we played Maxwell's
right before that whole scene shut down. That was not our fault. We were there to light it up.
Yep.
You lit it on fire?
Yeah. Quite literally.
Lit the room on fire. Yeah.
But actually, we started
getting... They didn't let us back after that.
We started getting together in dribs and drabs before that, though. Like, Andy and I got together to do... So Oliver, who wrote that poem we just sang, has this thing... Well, he used to have it at the Sidewalk Cafe in New York, which unfortunately isn't around anymore, but...
I've played there.
Yeah, the Sidewalk. Right, it's awesome, right? Yeah. It was called the Conclave of Bear, and everybody would perform one of his poems, like, any way they wanted to. So Andy and I did it 1 year, and then me and Andy and Louie did it, and then I think, like, then you and me and Judy performed at the
We did a show at Lower East Side Festival of the Arts.
This
I
is
think
like
that
year
was
by
2018
year.
Was when things really started.
That sounds
kind
cool.
Of
we did a show with David Peel.
Yep. Yeah, we played right before David Peel. May he rest in peace. And you know, we just do like festivals, clubs, parties, pretty much anything.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
We do
have you recorded much at all?
We have recorded a ton. We've recorded a ton of singles. So
yeah, we're.
How come you only brought one?
Well, we only have one hard. Like we don't. Everything's digital.
Oh, okay.
For us, right
now. Once the pandemic hit, we kind of switched to digital music
vinyl,
and promotion.
But we're recording in the new year, and we're probably going to put out vinyl then.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Got another one for us? How many songs do you want to play today?
I don't know.
Two or three.
Like two more, maybe?
Yeah.
See how we're feeling, I guess.
At least three, huh?
Okay. We'll just
love it.
So what do you want to do? Want to do Lipstick?
Or do we want to do another one?
Let's do Lipstick.
Okay. Right. I'm gonna cop this one.
Thank you.
bucket and it went into the dryer yesterday. I left a lipstick in my pocket and it went into the dryer yesterday.
Great stuff, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Thank you, thank you. Debbie wrote that one.
Thank
killer
you.
Song.
Good job.
Stuff.
So you guys playing the Square Root tonight?
Woo, can't
yes,
wait.
We are playing the Square Root tonight.
With Classic Ruins. Who else?
And Museum Directors.
Museum directors.
Yes. Yes, we're excited to meet everybody.
Ruins, Psychopositive, Museum Directors.
Yep.
Yeah, first time
first
at Square
time
Root.
There. And we're excited to meet everyone. And
yeah, you haven't. You don't know Classic Ruins?
Yep. We're going to meet them for the first time.
They're
a Boston classic. They've been around for years and years. Legend.
Good.
Legendary.
Perfect.
We like legends.
Yeah, Frank Rowe. You'll love those guys.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
This is our first time playing in Boston, actually. We've driven through. But,
Yeah.
This is the first time
we stopped.
Off.
Stopped and we got off the bus.
Debbie and Judy sang with Ivan Julian last night.
Oh, okay.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah. We lit up the Burren a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It was a super fun night. And I can't wait to do it again. So,
yeah.
That was good.
That was
great. Fun stuff. You got any web pages or anything you want to plug?
Sure do.
Well, we're easy to find. Psychopositive.com. We're on Spotify, Bandcamp, just about everywhere. I mean,
YouTube.
Yeah.
Inner tubes.
Instagram. Oh yeah, Instagram for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
you're easy to find.
Twitter. Oh, X.
X. So you want to do one more?
Should we try?
We'll try this. This is the first time we've played this in a while.
Yes.
You guys do your thing and I'll do that.
Want to try some blood? Are we going to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me introduce this for a little bit.
You go ahead.
This song has legs that it shouldn't have. Because we wrote it back in 2016, 2017, and it is a unabashed political diss track. It's a diss track that we wrote, and because we were all feeling some kind of way, and music helps express that. And unfortunately, the song is still relevant. Mm. It's taken from reality. It's called Blood. Coming out of her whatever.
Oh.
So it's good. I'd like to dedicate it to everyone who's on their period right now. She was born. She was given an explanation.
coming out of your whatever.
Sadly still relevant.
What do you call that one?
I call it semi-autobiographical.
What's the name of the song?
It's Blood. A song called Blood.
Blood.
Yeah.
It's called Blood.
Very good stuff. Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for telling people about the square root tonight.
Yeah, talk about the square root.
So we're going to go on at 9:30, and a place will never be the same again.
Okay. Yep. You know, we were the first band to ever play that place.
No way.
Wow.
When they opened up, yep.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Thank you for being a pioneer.
Appreciate it so much.
I am. I'm a pioneer and a asshole. No.
You're nice.
Joking. Yeah, I just couldn't think of what to say.
Yeah, just believe people when they tell you what they say.
So, anything else you need to plug? Say hello to people?
I'll say hi to my family listening in Boston. For sure.
Who are your biggest influences? Who are your biggest influences?
Oh, my goodness.
My mother, God, Jesus. No.
Musically.
For me, probably Patti Smith and Kate Bush, hands down.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's probably like heavy on my playlist.
Honestly, Velvet. Probably Beatles growing up.
Oh, yeah.
My parents made us listen to
anyone who's serious was influenced by the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles, and then Iggy Pop, and then Brian Ferry. Roxy Music, Bowie there.
We'll be playing a lot of those bands today.
Early Stones.
Stones, definitely. Yeah.
70s Stones to me. Exile on Main Street. That's like my Bible.
It's a great book.
And we want to thank Dan for bringing us down up here to
so
Boston.
Much.
Thanks, Bootleg Dan.
He's really responsible for
thank
us.
Thank you.
Playing.
We should thank Kip for that one.
Right on.
We thank Kip for the Parkside.
Kip, too, at the Parkside. Thank you.
Yeah, Kip.
A little chain of lights.
Kip and Baum. All right. Well, I think I'm going to go to the show tonight.
Good.
Awesome.
All right.
That's what we want to hear.
Okay. I'll see you there.
Thank you. We'll be there.
All right. Take your time. You can hang out for the rest of the show and just groove if you want, you know, whatever. Whatever you want.
We'll get some pictures with him, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to take some pictures.
Photos or it didn't happen.
Okay. Pictures of Lily.
Made my life so wonderful. Let Andy out.
91.5 WMFO.
Chick is mine. All I know is